It is no mystery why the Pretenders are members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's class of 2005. It is because of Akron, Ohio-born Chrissy Hynde. With her dark bangs combed down into her scowling eyes and her lean body wrapped in biker girl leather, she leapt into our consciousness as a fully realized rock goddess with the Pretenders' 1979 breakout hit, Brass in Pocket. Hynde's rock persona is sneering and sensuous. Her alter ego is a street-tough vamp who still longs for love. Oh yes, she is so special. Quickly, name a male member of the Pretenders. That wasn't quick enough. Martin Chambers, one of rock's best drummers in the tradition of the Rolling Stones' Charlie Watts, is the only other original member of the Pretenders to be inducted into the Rock Hall along with Chrissy. No slight is intended to the other members of the group who have come and gone, some tragically, since the Pretenders' commercial debut.
Middle of the road, he's trying to find me.
The band's tight, straightforward drum-bass guitar arrangements are testament to the durability of unvarnished rock and roll. The Pretenders' music has stood the test of time, while the synthesizer bombast of other bands born in the new wave era has not.
Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road.
Looking back over the past 25 years, Chrissy Hynde emerges as one of the best songwriters of her generation. Her melodic muse is a mixed-race love child of Ronnie Spector and the Ronettes and Eric Carmen and the Raspberries, her homeboys from Cleveland. Hynde also took a page out of Jimi Hendrix's performance handbook. Jimi not so much sang as he talked or preached many of his lyrics. Chrissy, in turn, made the spoken word declaration a key component of her seductive vocal style.
Now the reason we're here as man and woman is to love each other, take care of each other. When love walks in the room, everybody stand up.
Have you ever wondered why we hear so few remakes of the Pretenders' large catalog of hits? I have. My conclusion is that no one can pull it off. No one can sing like Chrissy Hynde. No one can emulate the unique rhythm of her delivery, nor her phrasing that taunts and tempts in the same breath.
I went back to Ohio, but my city was gone. No train station. There was no downtown.
Will Ohio ever produce another Chrissy Hynde? To split an infinitive, maybe, as the old Fleetwood Mac song goes, that's a useless question to ask. But the very concept of a rock and roll band, let alone writing a rock and roll song, or developing a rock and roll style is at risk in this world where local kids queue up in the thousands to audition for American Idol.
I can see just where she's heading. She's as predictable as I'm a kid. They don't make them like they used to. Go get it. They don't make them like they used to. They don't make them.
This is Jack Marchbanks and producer Sydney Howard.
Your girlfriend wants to be a pop star.